How do I like Texas? I like it. It's like America turned up to 11. That's it. It's fucking... Excellent. I got no notes. Very friendly, very nice people. I think the friendliness might be related to the open carry policy. Well, I like it here. I like everything about it. I like the food, I like the people, I like the crowds. Fucking what's not to like?
Have you ever been told that you look like a hot Richard Nixon?
I look like a hot Richard Nixon. Yeah. No, but I very much like it. That is a dating profile I feel you would have no trouble swiping left on. Hot Richard Nixon. No, thank you, Tricky Dicky. What, sorry?
Did you visit the album?
No, I forgot about it. They tell you not to, but I fucking did. What are they going on? Sorry, but you've reminded me we should probably do a land acknowledgement tonight because the land that we're standing on right now used to belong to the king. Yeah. Heartbreaking when you think about it, isn't it? What, sorry? It was never part of British territory. Yeah, but it's just a joke, wasn't it? So... No, we actually stole this bit from the Mexicans. No, it's not... You're not taking a lot of high moral ground there. You even fucking bothered to change the name of the stuff you fucking stole. Jesus. The brass neck of you guys. That's part of America now. What are you going to call it? Ah, same thing. Doesn't matter. We've invented a new kind of food. What's it called? Tex-Mex. Have you? That's yours, is it? Yoink.
Wedding cake.
Abortion. Well, Americans, I've noticed, are very sensitive about abortion. No matter how much I try and reason with an American about abortion, they will not let me perform one.
How big is too big?
What's right? How big is too big? Have you got an enormous vagina, have you? The right old bucket on her. Christ. Looks like a badger that's been hit with a shotgun. Like a ripped out fireplace. Is that not what you meant? I'm so sorry.
When you feed a woman wedding cake, all of a sudden their pussy dries up.
When you feed a woman wedding cake, all of a sudden their pussy dries up. Okay, sir, I'm not sure the wedding cake is the issue there. I think you may be the issue.
You may be right.
I can't help but notice you've got a patch on, sir. Now. We're landlocked. What? What's going on? You got an infection? You lost an eye? What happened? When you were a kid, you had cataracts, and you went blind in that eye, and you thought a patch is the way to go. Fucking tremendous. You don't see enough of that. It's fucking cool. That fucking Dr. Hook's in. I love it. And what do you do, sir? You have an online business. Okay. Could mean anything. I was hoping you were going to say Archer. You only need one fucking eye.
Do
I have Mexicans in England? Are you looking for work, sir? Yeah, we'll take you. We've got very few Mexicans in the UK, I would say. I would say not, you know, not enough, frankly. They're lovely. What's that?
Long swim.
It's a long swim. Okay, we'll go to him. Go on. What are you saying, champ? It might be a long swim, but he can do it. Christ, he'll be out there tomorrow morning with his armbands on in a Home Depot going, where is he? Last time you came to see me, you crashed my dinner. Okay, well... That's fine, you're allowed. No problem at all. How could you not be rude? You could have just left me the fuck alone, I guess. But no, you're more than welcome, of course. Thanks for coming back, it's nice to see you.
Butt stuff, yes or no?
Butt stuff, yes or no? I'm gonna go for you, yes. But only because of your enormous vagina. It's gonna be very difficult to get any kind of purchase on that.
What's your favorite city?
Favorites? To perform? Well. No, genuinely, Austin. Oh, they're livid. All right, don't cry. They haven't got a river walk which seems to be lined only with perimenopausal women this evening. For just wandering around telling me Jesus is king. All right. Happy birthday to my Scottish Michelin star chef husband that loves you. Where's the Scottish lad? Hi. And have you got a Michelin star, or just you're a good chef? You do? What is the restaurant in San Antonio?
No, it's in Scotland.
It's in Scotland? What, so you're just here on holiday?
No, I moved here.
You've moved here? You moved here to marry a Mexican? Your timing could not be worse, sir. This is... This is like a scene from Spinal Tap. You don't get a green card because you get married. You've got to marry one of the locals. Oh, Christ. Heartbreaking. All right, let's move on. I postponed prostate surgery just to see you live. Barry, where are you, Barry? Where's Barry? Barry, thank you. Thank you, I think. So what, are you having the prostate removed? But what, sorry? Trimmed. Is it purely cosmetic? Is it? I just feel like I'll have more confidence with a smaller prostate. Well, let this... I mean, if there's any message to the show, get your fucking prostate checked. Fella in the glittery vest. He'd be happy to have a look at it for you. He's given me a thumbs up. And it was you said it was fine. And then just wandered back into the woods. God love you. All right, what else? Good luck, Barry.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.